Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Matthew Booze, where are you?
Look, everyone, he's coming through the doors.
Brilliant! He didn't even open them!
He's here!
Hey, look, everybody! It's Barney!
Tonight, 10 to midnight, live from Monte Cassino. He was born in Fishhook, played football in England, Russia, and for the Bafana Bafana. Remembered as a fan favorite among South African fans when they chanted, tonight he tells his life story and plays his top 10 songs of all time. Matthew Booze.
Welcome, Matthew.
Well, thanks for the invite. It's great to be here, man.
At least now I can say you're not taller than I am. Okay, you are.
Just by a couple of inches.
I know. What are you wearing? Shoes?
No, these are my stilettos.
Okay.
It's a Wednesday night.
Listen, we only invite the big names of South African rock music. We've had comedians. We've had cricket players. I've never had a person that plays soccer in the studio in the last half, 6 months that I've been doing the show. So it's an honor and a pleasure to meet you.
Well, some people say that I don't actually play football or very good at it. So, thanks for being here. Also, talking of legends, growing up listening to you, it's magic to be here.
We are going to talk about your life, okay? There will be some private moments, which I want you to talk about.
Sure.
You don't have to go all the way. We're going to talk about your beautiful wife, your kids. But I want to start right at the beginning. Do you remember anything with the day you were born? Do you remember anything? I always ask this question. Or what your mom told you?
Absolutely clueless. I got a few pics. But I think I wasn't the best looking child, so most of them were thrown out, I suppose.
Did your mom tell you... where was it, at home or in hospital or in the back of a car or the seat?
My parents were extremely private, and they would never have gone down that road.
And what did your mom say about, when you popped out? Was she in labor for a long time or not?
To be honest, I just remember it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was at False Bay Hospital in Fishhook, in the Fishhook Valley in Cape Town. So I was born there, grew up there, did all my schooling there, and it wasn't much detail when it came to the actual day.
How many kids in the family?
I was stuck in between two sisters, so I'm still suffering.
Sure.
I'm still suffering from the psychological trauma there.
let's talk about primary school. I mean, just before you went to primary school, any good memories, with your parents? Did you spend a lot of time with them? Did you kalfoot rondgehardloop down die straat? What was the vibe like in Fishhook as a young kid?
Yeah, no, I spent a lot of my time with my bare feet. I grew up, I was born right next to the beach. Sort of the area was very much a sort of surfer's paradise, but funny enough, I never got into the sort of skateboarding or surfing scene. I was born with the ball at my feet. You know, my dad and all three of his uncles played football. My mom still plays tennis. So a very sporty family, and we're blessed with such beautiful weather so here in South Africa. So I was always out with my mates playing ball of some sort, you know.
Your father played footy, was it for Fishhook as well, football club, administrator?
Yeah, no, he retired playing football a couple of years ago. I think he's 62 or 63. And it was quite cute. They sort of formed a guard of honor for him when he finally stopped. But he's still keen, and he still gets the itch, you know, to want to go out and play. My mum still plays tennis, you know, locally at Fishhook. So very healthy parents who love playing sport, yeah.
And at school, did you play rugby at your school, or was it just soccer?
Yeah, we didn't have football at our school, so I naturally played. We got a choice, you know. Winter, you got to play a sport. Summer, you got to play a sport. So, a lot of the rugby was obviously the big thing, and the first team rugby guys always treated as gods. So naturally, that was the choice. I played first as a lock because of my height.
You look like a hooker.
Thanks. I'll take that as a compliment. But I was later converted to fly half because I was one of the few guys that could actually kick. At the same, I would play a rugby match in the morning and then go and play football for the local club. I used to play tennis, do athletics, table tennis, you name it. I used to try it, you know.
Were you tall in primary school already, or was it only during high school that you shot up?
No, I was pretty tall. In fact, even when I was playing under eight, my folks will tell me about the story that they would always have to carry my ID document with, you know, to prove that I was under eight or the right age group, because other parents always used to complain about my height. So it was an early age that I was probably ahead above most kids. Yeah.
And your sisters, did they spoil you? Did you have your own room or did they share a room? Obviously the two sisters sometimes. Or where did you stay in the house?
Spoil and my sisters don't go hand in hand. No, they were bitter battles, you know. It sounds worse than it was, but we actually got on pretty well. My youngest was a light lamaki, you know. She came, we always joke with her that she was an afterthought, you know. So but my oldest, she was always pretty cool, and we never used to butt heads really. And we got on well, you know. I think my parents were both disciplinarians, so they didn't let us get away with much.
Okay, we're still going to talk about you at school. I still want to know if you were head boy, primary school and high school. I have to find out about that. Before we get there, some U2, one of the songs that you asked me to play, Sunday Bloody Sunday. Why U2 and why this specific song?
No, well, you know, growing up at home, I grew up on U2, you know, Cranberries, you name it. You know, I've always taken an interest in history. I've always been fascinated with the world wars. And I think U2 and particularly Cranberries, you know, their focus on war and, you know, politicians, etc., and just the scale of it has always amazed me. And this particular song refers to, obviously, the Irish, you know, the Civil War.
Mm. Listen to the words. My in-studio guest, Matthew Booth. You can SMS now, 37942 at a cost of R1.50. Listen carefully to the interview and the songs that he's asking me to play here, because you can win two autographed, one of these mini soccer balls. Our budget was a bit low, so we couldn't get those. You know, the show has got no budget, so we're going to steal those soccer balls. So they are going to be given away before midnight. So get in touch. Any good memories? Maybe you went to school with Matthew. Maybe you know him. I want to know all the skinner. Get in touch now. Jack Aranda FM, Barney and friends, Matthew Booth here tonight with me. U2, Sunday Bloody Sunday. Still got some Springbok Nude Girls coming up that you asked me to play, and we'll find out why. I see some a bit of dance music as well, so nice variety.
Yeah, no, that's right. I don't stick to one particular genre. You know, I like to cherry pick the best of everything. Classical, reggae, you name it. You know, I've got it on my music, you know, on my phone. I love listening to house in the car. So a little bit of everything.
So primary school, any music in the house? Did your parents play some vinyls? No, I don't think you're that old. Huh?
But they played vinyls, I'll tell you. Fleetwood Mac, you know, Phil Collins. What else? Elton John, you know. My mum was born in England, so there was a bit of Beatles there as well.
So always music in the house, wherever, or in the car. And so, did you ever play the guitar? Can you play the piano? You look like a piano player.
No, I don't have a musical note in my body, buddy.
Oh, really?
So yeah, it's, in fact, no one in my family has. Although we appreciate it, we appreciate the art form. But no, don't ask us to perform it.
Even when you sang the national anthem, were you out of tune?
You know, I learned as the camera and the microphone came across the team, I would stop singing and then continue as it passes, you know. So I didn't want to embarrass myself.
So you never sang in the boys' choir at school or high school? Not
stayed
at all?
Well clear of all that.
Amazing.
Yeah. Just give me a ball, Barney. That's it.
So did you obviously, did you watch television? Your biggest when you were at primary school, and then we'll move on to high school now, but – the big stars, when you watched the TV and listened to the radio and saw all these soccer players and rugby players and cricket players, tennis stars, who did you admire at that stage? Who did you want to be?
Well, I think growing up, I didn't watch a lot of South African football, to be honest. You know, like most people in Cape Town and many parts of South Africa, we sort of kind of favor an English team, you know. We were brought up on that. And only later, when I kind of became a professional myself, did I start...
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.